Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin. We're starting from the new perek on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amid Beis. And the Mishnah is going to focus on the number of zerikos that you typically have on the Mizbeach. First, we're going to talk about the Mizbeach Hachitzoin, and then we're going to talk about those karbonos which were penimiyim, those that you brought in the Heichol, as we'll see momentarily. So says the Mishnah, Beishami Yomrim, Kol Anitonin al Mizbach HaChitzoin, al Mizbeach HaChitzoin, Shenosim Matona Achas Kiper. Typically, most Karbonois, the way that you did the Zrikas were, the Koyin would go and hold the Mizrak, which had in it the blood, and he would go and shoot that blood by giving a throw. He would hold on to the Mizrak, but he would throw the blood from the Mizrak onto the Mizbeach. Which part of the Mizbeach? As we've learned in the past, most Karbanos were Shtayim Shehein Arba. What means Shtayim Shehein Arba? The Mizbeach was rectangular, it was a square, and you had to go and put the Mizbeach, you had to go and put the blood on the Mizbeach Soviv. Soviv sounds like you have to go all around it, but Chazal Darshan, you don't have to go all around it. All you have to do is take two opposite corners, throw the blood against those corners. The blood, by definition, will splatter on both sides of the corner. So therefore, you'll have all four sides of the Mizbeach. Which particular sides? So as we learned already yesterday, as we'll learn shortly in the Gemara, you always have to go and do the Zerikas Adam at a place where there is a Yesoid on the Mizbeach. Where is there a Yesoid? Yesoid is only really on two sides of the Mizbeach. On the Tzvoini means the northern wall, and on the western wall. And therefore that forms, if you will, into like a large L, upside down L. But it's a large L where you have the top, a Yesoid, and you have on the left-hand side a Yesoid. In addition to that, on the right-hand side of the Mizbeach, that's the Mizrach side, as soon as you enter into the Azara, there's a small little Yesoid of one Amma, which extends from the northern wall towards the northern side of the Mizbeach, towards the southern side of the Mizbeach. On the eastern side, you have a little Yesoid of one Amma extending. And the same thing is on the western side, going from west down to the south. On the southern wall, which is the wall, or the southern side of the Mizbeach, that's the side where you go and walk up the ramp towards the Marocha, towards the top of the Mizbeach. So on that side, there was always a small Yesoid of one Amma. So since you had at least a small Yesoid, so that's enough for Chazal to say that you, when you go and shoot the blood, you're going to go and shoot it from the northeastern wall, against the northeastern wall. So therefore it's going to splatter on both the north and the eastern sides. And then again the southwestern corner, where again it's going to go and splatter on the west and on the south. So you'll have all four walls of the Mizbeach covered. However, were you to go and do the other two corners that face each other, you'd have no problem with the northwestern side, because there you have Yesoidus coming out on both sides, full-fledged Yesoid. However, in terms of the southeastern corner, there you don't have any Yesoid at all. You don't have the Yesoid from the east or from the south, gunished. So therefore that shooting of the blood would not be kosher l'chatchila. We learned yesterday that, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a hazor, a zrika shaloi b'mkoyimoy, is as if it's b'mkoyimoy. But certainly l'chatchila, that would not be proper. Okay, so now that we know the basics, there's of course one major exception to all of this, and that's the Korban Chatas. With the Korban Chatas, you have to go all the way to the top of the Mizbeach. The regular Zrika Saddam, you could stand on the floor of the Azara and just shoot or throw the blood. Here, when it comes to the Chatas, you have to go all the way to the top. And what do you do at the top? The Kohen has to go to each of the four smaller Kronois on the top. Kronois were one Amma by one Amma tall and wide, and in other words, one Amma cubit, twice, on the top of the Mizbeach, all four sides, and then he had to go and dab his finger against each one of those four. He took his finger, he dipped it into the blood, instead of throwing the blood, he dipped it into the blood, and then he went against the Karen, And the Gemara tells us elsewhere it has to be connected. Chudoy shokern, chudoy means the edge, good. And he has to do that for all four of the four Koranis around the Mizbeach at the top. There you have to have four. But typically down below you only need two. Shtayim Shein Arba, and in fact some Kabbonis we only have to have one Matana altogether. You don't even need the Shtayim Shein Arba. So our Mishnah tells us all of that is Lechat Chilev. But B'diyaved, if he gave Matana Achas, Hiper, even if he took of those two corners that are facing each other, which ones are those? That's the northeastern and the southwestern. What happens if he only did a Zrik against one of those? That's also enough. B'diyaved, kol itanam b'mizbeach achitzayin, shenos matana achas, is kipa. However, b'chatas, you have to have shtei matanas. Instead of having the four Nesinoi Saddam on the top of the Mizbeach, all you have to have is two, but the Eved is sufficient. Even there, if you only did one out of the four Kronos on top, that's also sufficient.
But it has to be a Krono.
It has to be on the Karen, right. Now, says our Mishnah, Lefichoch, since we're saying that the essential ma'akev is only one, putting chattas aside for a moment, the only zrika that is ma'akev is one matana. As long as you did one, your yoytze your mechaper. Oh, l'fichachem nosanis rishoyna kitikana. V'es hashniya chutz lizmano is also keeper. Meaning, you're supposed to do the two, the shtayim shein arba. So, l'mazong, the first one that he did, presumably that was the first one that he did, because that would be closest to where he was at the time of the Shechita, and the time of the Kabbalah Saddam. So, you go to the northeastern corner, and you give one shot. And at that time, you had all the wonderful machshavis in the world that this should be for a korban oila, for a korban shlamim, whatever the proper kavanas, or even stam. You remember we had Rabbi Yossi on Beis on Midbeis that said, Chomim made a special Tanai Bezdin, that you don't have to have any machshava, because we're afraid that he shouldn't, chas v'sholem, be toa, and have in mind the wrong korban or the wrong individual. So just stam kavan is ochkinuk. But by the time he got to the second Karen, in other words, the opposite one on the other side, unfortunately at that time, for some reason, he had in mind, and Bill will remind us it's not only having in mind, but you have to either have a dibur, or at least subsequent to that, you have to disclose your machshava. And what you say at that time, he has in mind of chutz lizmanim. What's chutz lizmanim? That either we're going to be matur the emurim tomorrow, or we're going to eat from the korban tomorrow, and so on and so forth, which if you in fact waited until tomorrow, in case of a korban, it would be noiser, except for a korban shlamim. And you're talking about the emurim, they would also be possible belina, also going over this man. So that's obviously impermissible. But here he had a machshav of chutz lizmana. Well, that's what we call the machshav, it's pigul. So normally I would say, oi, oi, so this korban now is pigul. Or at least it's possible. Says our Mishnah, no. B'diyavad, it's kosher. Why it's a kosher? Because that second matana that he gave was an extra machshav, an extra matana. Not extra in the sense of that it doesn't count. It's very, very choshev. But since the Zrika Saddam, that was machshir, this carbon, and was the matir, and made this carbon into a full-fledged carbon, was that first of the two Zrikas. What happens if he didn't do the second Zrika? Okay. It's not proper. He should have done the second one, but it's not ma'akev. Therefore, if the first one was done properly, done. Baruch Hashem, mutalaf, the carbon is now kosher and everything is fine. Even though he did that chutz lizman, it's still keeper, it's still okay. On the other hand, what happens if the first of the two he had in mind chutz lizman? And the second one he had in mind for chutz lemakayim, pigul v'chayoven olav kareis. Then it's pigul. Why is it pigul? Because of the fact that the first machshava was a machshava of chutz lizmana. Chutz lizmana makes it into pigul. Therefore, if he gave that first, one of the two, chutz lizmana, just like we said, the one of the two is sufficient to be a kapara, because the second one is a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. So just like in the earlier case, the fact that he did the first one b'shtika, without any bad kavanas, it was kosher, even though the second one was bad. But as long as the first one was good, then the Karban is good. Here it works the other way around. That if the first one he did chutz l'zman, even though he did the second one chutz l'mekayma, it's pigov chayavan olav karis. I'm sure all of you are bothered by that. Didn't we have that it's got to be pigov perfect? And if you have any other...
It was, because he finished the first one. It was perfect at that moment.
Okay, so but are we entitled to ask the question and then give the answer, you know? If we all know the answer to everything, then we can close the Gemara, you know? So, it's for those that were not concerned, then they're not concerned. But for those of you that were concerned, the reason why, if you had the first machshava, chutz l'zmana, and the second machshava was chutz l'mekayma, which normally would undermine, it's not pigul perfect. However, because of the fact that, as Barry just pointed out, that since we have that first one, it was done perfectly, you can close the book, we're done, you can put the mizrak away, you have to do it properly, no question. But since that first one is machaper, it's already done. And that second kavanah does not undermine the first kavanah.
Tofus Lashon Rishon.
Well, you want to say Tofus Lashon? Okay, fine, you can use that too. And now the Mishnah continues on. Zog the Mishnah.
Doesn't interfere.
Exactly. Chayom, of course. Now, Kol Nitzonah al-Mizbeach ha-Pnimi, Shem Chisar Ach Mekol Matonos, Ki'ilu Loi Kiper. Until now, we only spoke about those Nitzonah al-Mizbeach ha-Chitzayim. Now we're dealing with the Mizbeach ha-Pnimi. Now, when did you ever have a Kor Mizbech HaPanimi? Of course, every single Yom Kippur, you had both the par of the Kohen Godol, who's bringing on behalf of all the Kahanim, and you have the Soyer, that's the Soyer Lashem, that the Kohen Godol is bringing on behalf of Kalal Yisrael. Those were both Karbonis, which are called Panimiyos. During the year, you could occasionally have a Korban like that, very rare, when you had a par Helm Dov Shatzibo, or par Kohen HaMashiach. You could even have occasionally a soir. How would you have a soir throughout the year? If we're talking about a par and a soir of the Helam Dovashul Tzibur involving Avodah Zarah, where there's involving Avodah Zarah, so then you bring not only a par, but also a soir, the par is the oila and the soir is the chatos. Anyway, in connection with all of these kabanas, which are those rare kabanas, which are panimiyos, there are many, many more hazois. Barry's going to tell us what is the maximum number of azois you can have.
48.
We had the back in Masech Yuma. Right. But how do you figure it out? You
43,
47, 48. You'll talk to Barry after the shir. He'll give you an earful of exactly how many. But the bottom line is we had many, many azois. The Loshana Mishnah is called Nitonal Mizbeach HaPanimi. Sounds only like those azois and zrikas that were done on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. Not all the others that were done inside the Heichel. Because in fact, prior to getting to the Mizbeach HaPanimi, if you're talking about Yom Kippur, then the Kohen Gadol has to go Lefnai V'Lefnim and have Hazois inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. How many were there inside the Kodesh Kadoshim? Achas Lamala, Sheva Lamata, Kimatzlif, Achas, Achas V'Yachas. You all remember the avoida that we do on Yom Kippur during Musaf. And then when he comes out, he goes in front of the Paroiches, and he has to do the same thing. Again, you have to go and do Achas Lamala, Sheva Lamata. And then he gets to Mizbeach, where you have to put on the four corners, as well as seven Hazois al Tiaroishal Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach. Anyway, but the point of all this is, the Lashon HaMishnah sounds like we're only dealing with those Hazois, which are done on the Mizbeach, the Tana on Mizbeach HaPanimi. But Netsha will see in another couple of dafim on Daf Lametes and Daf Mem that it sounds like really the Mishnah is just trying to use lishoinus which are consistent. Since we said Kol Nitonal Mizbeach HaChitzayin, now we're talking about Kol Nitonal Mizbeach HaPanimi. But in fact, it's referring really to all of those hazois which you do in the Heichel or the Kodesh Kedoshim. There, every one of them is mi'akev. If he did out of all of them, let's assume that the number is 48, if he did 47 out of the 48 perfectly means without any bad machshavos, but only one of them he did shaloi ketikana, what would be that one shaloi ketikana, that 48th he has in mind, either chutz l'zmanai or chutz l'mekayimai, Psula v'ein by chorus. In this case, it would be possible. And no, why is it possible? If that achashlik tikana was a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, shouldn't that even make it pigle? Why does it say psula v'ein by chorus? After all, here you need all of them together. There is no, oh, as long as you do one, the other one is not necessary. Here you need all 48. If you need all 48, then l'choyre, if one of the 48 was a machshava of chutz l'zmanei, l'choyre should be pegel and not just possible. So Rashi asks this kasha, and Rashi says, we have another rule which we really haven't spoken about until now. Ein mefaglin b'chotzi matir. You can't call me mefagl just based on a half of a matir. What it means of a half of a matir? Since in the Sefer of the Mishnah, you need every single one of the hazois to have a kosher carbon. If you didn't do all 48, you're just missing one. No good. Oh, so that's what we call a chotzi matir. Chotzi, of course, literally means half. We don't mean half, because if they're 48 altogether, then it's 1/48. We just mean that you can't make pigel just based on a partial matir. You have to have the entire matir. In the Reisha, even though he only did, in the Reisha, even if he did, shtayim shein arba, since the matir was the first one, the second one was, I don't want to say it was gratis, it's a big mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. Oh, so once you did your first one, so you did the whole matter, you're done. The second one is nice and wonderful and beautiful, but it's not ma'akev. In the Sefer, all of them are ma'akev. So each one of the hazois has a status of a chutzi matir, a mefagim chutzi matir, and therefore it's possible to be a mbaikars. Okay, we're going to deal with all of this in much greater depth, as you'll see in the Gemara. First, we want to know the ratio, what's the makar, that b'diavad, if you only did matana achas keeper, and that's enough. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Brayis, if you only did one matana, how do we know shekeeper, that's done, mechaper, kusher, finished? Tamaloyimer b'dam zvachecha yishafech. What means b'dam zvachecha yishafech? The dam of the zvachim, of your kabanas, yishafech, you have to go and pour out. Now, normally, when we learn this pasuk, we're thinking in terms of the Shvichas HaShirayim. What is Shvichas HaShirayim? We haven't discussed that at all this morning yet, but we've discussed it in the past, that after they did the various Zrikois, whether it was Shtayim Shein Arba, whether it was the four Matonis on top of the Mizbeach by the Karm Chatas, whether it was only one Matana in those Kabbanis where you're only required to have one Matana, or even if the Chatois HaPenimiois, every time when you have extra blood left over in the Mizrak, you don't just pour it into the Amma, but you have to pour it on the Esoid HaMizbeach, which is the Esoid HaMizbeach. Typically, we're referring then to the left side, which is the western side of the Mizbeach. You pour out all the remaining dam on that Esoid. Here, however, we're not referring to the Shvicha Shiraim. Here, we're talking about the original Zerikos that you do on the Mizbeach. Says Gemara, Dam Zvachecha Yishofech, Yishofech, says Rashi, means even Shvicha Achas, one pouring, that not multiple pourings, you just pour out normally the Shvichas Yishraim. But here we're talking about the way the Gemara is understanding the Pasuk, that we're talking about Zrikos, that one Shvicha, or one Zrika is enough to be Matir the Karm. If you look at the last Rashi, Yishofech Shvicha Achas Mashma, the word Shishofech sounds like it's singular. Masha Dulaiksiv, Soviv. Elsewhere, when it talks about this Rikos, it says you have to do them Soviv the Mizbech. And elsewhere, the Gemara learns that comes to tell you, Shtei Matana Shein Arba. Meaning you don't have to go and do like a belt around the entire Mizbech by throwing blood all over. As long as you do it on the two corners, one side and the other side, so automatically it'll splatter on two walls here, two walls there, you got all four walls, that's enough for Sofif. Here it doesn't say the word Sofif, it just says Yishofech. Says Rashi, it's mashma, you only need one Shvicha, doesn't have to go around and around, and with that, you are Yoitza. So bottom line is, the Gemara is interpreting the Dam Zvachecha Yishofech, not Legabi Shvichas HaShirayim, whatever residual blood, remaining blood in the Mizrak, but we're talking about the original blood, which is being used for the Zrikos. One Dam Yishofech is enough bidiyat. Freik Dimar, v'haylo hachi yudiyasa, you're telling me that this pasuk comes to tell you that then? Haimi boyule. Now from here till almost the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to bring three brises, where we're going to have three other limudim from Dam Zvachecha Yishofech. And therefore the Gemara is going to say, how can I use Dam Zvachecha Yishofech for all for limudim. And therefore, this morning, you're going to have to say that this man, the Yama, doesn't use this pasuk; he uses another pasuk, or he disagrees with that halacha, as you'll see as we go through the Gemara. So the first one is we need zam zvachech yishafach lekidasanya for the following brisa. Top of the Amid. Minayin lechol adomim sheteunim matan dam liyesoid. How do you know that all of the zrikos adam, lechol adomim sheteunim matan dam, we're talking about all the zrikos adam that you have to do against the Mizbeach. How do you know that it has to be those two corners where you have yesoidos on both sides? Maybe you can do it on the other two corners where you only have one of the two having yesoidos and the southeastern doesn't have a yesoid at all. How do you know that it has to be dafka keneged hayesoid, that there's a yesoid lamata where you're throwing the blood against the Mizbeach? Tam alayim is in the pasik v'dam zvachecha yishofech. We learn it from the pasuk v'dam zvachecha yishafech. So what does that teach us? Just like the shvichas hashirayim that we do is done on the yesoid, so therefore the dam zvachecha, the original matonos, the original zrikos, also have to be similar to the shvichas hashirayim, that just like the shvichas hashirayim is on the yesoid, the initial bloods also have to be thrown at the mizbeach where there is a yesoid. So if that's the case, I'm using the dam zvachecha yishafech to tell you where you do the zrikas on the mizbech. If you look at the top, Rashi, minayin shekol adam shekol arkabonis sheteunim matan dam liyesoid. How do you know that they all have to have a nesinas adam? What does it mean a nesinas adam liyesoid? Em nishem an adam bekli liach shezorik shtei matanoisav. When if you have any blood left over after you did your shtayim shehin arba, shetzorach l'shoif l'yesoid, v'al bishli nemar shvich shirayim ele b'chatas. The whole din of shvich shirayim you only find by chatas, you don't find it by regular kabbanis. Nevertheless, says our Gemara, every time when you have zrikas hadam, you have leftover dam, the leftover dam, so I misspoke a minute ago when I was learning this, because we'll see the Gemara is going to have different drushes from this pasuk. The way the first price is learning is that the din of shvichas hashirayim only says by a korban chatos, and we'll see the pasuk in the Gemara shortly. But in the meantime, how do I know that all of the other kabbanis that there's a din of shvichas hashirayim? It doesn't say. I learned from dam zvachecha yishofech that all your zvachim, all your kabbanis, not only the chatos, your oil, your shlom, everything else, when you have leftover blood, yishofech, you have to pour it out. Where do you pour it out? On the yisoid that we already learned from the korban chatos. You have to have the yisoid. So bottom line is, dam zvachecha yishofech is being used to tell us the din of shvichas hashirayim. That being the case, how can you learn from it the din that you only need matona achas b'diavet? I'm already using dam zvachecha yishofech for that drasha. Says Yimara nafka le'imidir Rabbi. Our Tana, who said that I use the dam zvachecha yishofech to tell you the matona achas, says, I know this halacha b'shvicha shirayim, but from a different limud, not from dvam zvachach yishofech, but rather I learned it from the limud of Rabbi, the sign of Rabbi Oimer, v'anishar ba'adam, the blood that is remaining in the mizrak, yimotzei. Where does it say yimotzei? The pasuk continues on, v'hiza midam hachatas al kir ha-mizbeach, v'anishar ba'adam yimotzei al el yisoid ha-mizbeach. That's number one or number aleph on your Torah or Hashalim. Okay, notice that the pasuk begins with v'hiza midam achatos, so we're talking about the chatos. You have to do that on kir hamizbeach. This is talking about a very unusual chatos. We're not talking about your normal chatos behema, because there you have to go up to the top of the mizbeach. Here we're talking about a chatos o'oif. How do you get the blood of the chatos o'oif onto the mizbeach? You kind of go and snap it with your fingers. The kohen, after doing the malika, he's holding the o'oif in his hand, and then he gives a snap, and a drop comes out. Remember, these are very, very small little birds. They're not huge chickens or turkeys or anything like that. It's so big, it fits into the palm of his hand. He does a malika with his right finger. Anyway, then he just gives a snap, and then a drop from the oif will go now on the kir hamizbeach. V'hanishar, what's left over, here it's not in the mizrak, it's really left in the tzavar ho'oif, yimotzei yosein ha-mizbeach. He gives a kvetch, mitzui. Takes it over to the mizbeach, he gives a little kvetch, and then another drop or two come out, and they fall down ultimately, or at least they travel down towards the Yesod HaMizbech, which is on the bottom of the Mizbech. Ah, so, says our Gemara, what do I need the word Badam in that Pasuk? I mean, well, that sounds like a dumb question. You know, why don't you need the word Dam? Because look at the beginning of the Pasuk. V'hiza midam hachatas, right? If you have Ois Aleph for number one in the Torah HaShalem, v'hiza midam hachatas, so it says you'd go in your mazah. Mazah means you go and sprinkle. You snap your finger, get a little drop on the Kir Mizbeach. Vanishar badam. It would have been enough to say vanishar yimotze. Whatever's left over in the tzavar oiv, yimotze give a mitzvah, give a kvetch. Why does it have to repeat the word badam? We know what to badam. Vizamidam achatas. Vanishar yimotze. What do I need the extra badam? Oh, it says Agamar. That comes to tell you that all kurbanos, after you do the required tzrikos, then whatever's left over, you have to go and allow that to have a shvichas shirayim to the yisoid hamizbech. Just like over here, it's not a shvichas shirayim by the chatas oif. Chatas oif has very little blood to start off with, but you had that initial hazor. And then the mitzoy, and that mitzoy went towards the mizbech. So too, by all other kabbanas, v'hanishar badam, nishar badam, in every kabbana, and oilu mitashlam, mitachatas, mitan osham, and all the rest, they have to all go down a shvichas shirayim to the yisoid hamizbech.
Is that ma'akev?
Now, shvichas shirayim is not ma'akev. No. Getting back to our Gemara, it's Talmud Loimis. So again, on the second line, let's go back to the top line. We learned in the Brayisim in Ein Chaladom Shetun and Matan Dam Yisoid. All of the kabbonis, you have to make sure that after the Zrikas Adam, the Nishar or the whatever is left over, the Shirayim, you have to go and pour on the Yisoid. Yishofech. It's a din of Shvicha Shirai. That's what I learned. Izrach Shver, we're learning Dam Zvachech Yishofech to tell you the din of Chiser Achas Mina Matonois. It's okay, it's still Mechaper with one Matana. Says Igmara, Nafkali, that din, that you always have to have Shvicha Shirai, and learn from Rebbe. The Rebbe says, Nishab Adam, whatever's left over in the blood, Yimotze El Yisoid HaMizbeach. She'ain Tamalim Badam, you don't have to repeat the word Badam. We already said badam. Matam lebedam. Shlefi shole lemanu ela nitonin. Matan dalit shetunin. Matan dom liyasoid. Shar dom minayin. Since I only know about certain kabbanis, those that require matan dalit, which is the only carbon that requires matan dalit, that's the carbon chatos. You have to have four on all the four karanis at the very top of the mizpeach. There you have to have matan dom liyasoid. We just learned this in the pasuk. Even though that's talking about a chatas hoif, and this is talking about a chatas behema that requires matan dalit. But the Gemara assumes that all chatois are the same for these purposes. So it says, Gemara, the fish lamadnu, el linton matan dalit, chetun and matan dom, li yesoid, shar dom minayin. How do I know about all the other karbonois? And the same thing applies of shicha shirayim, minayin, tamaloymer, vanishir badom yimotzei. She'ain tamalimit badam. We don't need the word badam, like we said before. All of them require that there be eventually a shvicha shirayim on the aside. Oh, so we have answered our kasha. What was the kasha? I can't use badam the tachecha yishofech to teach you about shvicha shirayim. We need to teach the halacha of our mishnah that matona achas is mechaper. So no. We taki use that pasuk badam the tachecha yishofech. Like we said on the bottom, that matona achas is kiper. How do I know the din of the shirayim on the aside? From another pasuk. What's that other pasuk? Vanishim adam yimotzim. Good. So first kasha asked, answered. Right, Gemara. Vakati lehachi udasa. I need dam zvachach yishofich for another drasha. Mi boile lekidasanya. What is the other brisa? Minayin liz nitonim bezrika. Shenosnan bishvicha yotza. Even though most of the Kabbanis, the Torah says, befeirish the word v'zorak, v'zorku. Nevertheless, I learned from this pasuk, if you didn't do a zrika, if you did a shvicha, you're all tzayitza. You're wondering, what's the difference between a zrika and a shvicha? Says Rashi, zrika is meirochoik, shezoidek menaklilim is beach lemeirochoik. If you want to see that Rashi is about 10 lines to the top of the Amud. Minayin l'tonim bezrika, kol adam shekosim behen zrika. All of those karbanos, where the Torah says befeish, there's a din of zrika going. The oila, the shlomim, the osham, the chsiv behu, bezarku. Ubechar dechsiv beves damam tizraik. V'chol zrika, how do you effect the zrika? Meirochik, from afar. Mashma, shezorik min hakli lemizbeach lemayrochik. You're standing an amma away, 2 amas away from the mizbeach. You're holding the mizrak and you give a shoot, you give a throw. You hold on to the mizrak carefully, but at least the contents are thrown now against the walls of the mizbeach, and you do that a second time on the other side. Good, that's the way you do zrika. What happens if you did it b'shvicha? Says Rashi, what means shvicha? Oy meit etzel yisoy b'shayfech. You don't throw anything. You just stand there nicely next to the yisoy de mizbeach. You take the mizrak and you turn it over and you start being shayfech. You go and pour the blood outside of the mizrak onto the yisoy. Does that work b'diyevet? Basically, what he did was he left out the first stage of the zrika and he went straight to the shvicha. It's not shvicha seshiraim, he's being shoifech all of it. Says the Gemara, based on this pasuk, that's all to kosher b'diyevet. Back to the Gemara, we need it for the following limud and the brights. If instead of doing the zrika, you did the shvicha, how do you know yotze you are yotze? Tamaloimer, the dams vechecha yishofech. So I'm using this dams vechecha yishofech to tell you this new halacha, that if you didn't do a zrika, you did a shvicha, you're also yaitze. But I need a dams vechecha yishofech for a din of the matan achas shekeeper. You have to have the matan achas and mechaper. And for the Gemara, sova loki Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Akiva, the Omar loy zrika b'chal shvicha v'loy shvicha b'chal zrika. Then in fact you cannot use shvicha as an alter ego or as a backup option instead of the zrika. You gotta do a zrika and you gotta do a shvicha and never the twain shall meet. In other words, where you need to do the zrika, you cannot do a shvicha. You do the shvicha, you're not yoitza. Now where do we find this machlokes? Titnan. And now we go a little bit off to left field. However, as you'll see, we're going to tie it back momentarily to our Gemara. And that is, as you know, there are certain brachos. Let's talk about brachos birchas hanehenen that you use, for instance, for eating. We know that virtually every food has a specific bracha that you're supposed to make, whether it's a bari priya, it's a bari priya doma, etc. However, there's a catch-all that b'diyeved, if you say shahakal ni midvarai, you yoitza on everything. Of course, shahakal ni midvarai sometimes is the principal bracha, like if you're eating meat or eggs or drinking milk or whatever, not milk and meat together, chas v'shalom. But if you're doing one of those things, of course, you make a shahakal. But even on those brachas where there is a particular one, like a bari priya doma, bari priya yitz, if you make a shahakal, you're also yoitza. So you have the same concept now by birchas ha-pesach and birchas ha-zevach. What does that mean? At Seder night, when you're eating from the Karban Pesach, fortunately we haven't eaten from the Karban Pesach now for approximately 2,000 years, but in Yad Shem, hopefully this coming Pesach, and much earlier than that, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash will be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. So when you eat from the Karban Pesach, you have to make a special bracha. Not just an inni muchan a mezuman, whatever it says in the Haggadah when you're eating the Afik Koyman, but you make a bracha. What bracha do you make? Baruch ato Hashem, etc. Asher kibshonim b'mitzvois of tzivanu lechoil ha-pesach. Really, yeah, there is such a bracha. Can you imagine? Now, what happens if in addition to the Karban Pesach, you're also eating from the Chagigas Yudalid? Chagigas Yudalid was a karban which was not mandatory, but was brought most of the time, or at least a lot of the time, by those chaburois where there was concern that there would not be enough to be able to eat the Pesach al ha-soiva. In other words, until you are sated or satiated. And what they would do is, prior to eating from the Karban Pesach, they would eat from that Chagigas Yadalid, and there too you had to make a bracha. Yeah, really? Yes. What was the bracha? Asher kichonim mitzvoyse v'tzivanu lechol esha zevach. Ah, so on the Chagigas Yadalid, lechol esha zevach, the Gabi Karban Pesach, lechol ha-pesach. By Pesach, Rashi doesn't put Lechel Esa Pesach, and there's Lechel Esa Zevach, but I'm assuming that really both of them should be the same. Esa Pesach, Esa Zevach, or just Pesach and Zevach. That really is Nishka Nafka Minah.
Is that why in Motzei Shabbos we switch Al Zvachim, Apsachim, Apsachim, Al Zvachim in the Bracha Gal Yisrael? Is that related to this?
You're talking in the Haggadah.
In the Haggadah, yeah. In the Bracha Gal Yisrael, it says Motzei Shabbos you switch the Nusach from al zvachim al psachim to psachim and zvachim.
Yeah, it's certainly related to that, but it's not related to the bracha per se. The question is, if you're going, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and then you're only going to shech the Korban Pesach, you're not going to shech the Korban Zevach, the Chagiga. Why are you not going to go and shech the Chagiga? Because Korban Pesach is mandatory, and we learn B'moyadoi, so that not only is it Doicha Tumah, but it's also Doicha Shabbos. So Erev Pesach, Shechol B'yoyz. B'Shabbos, we have to bring the Korban Pesach, go and check it. How do you go and bring the knife that day to the base of Mikdash?
You put it in the fur of the...
Who did they ask? Okay, so you know the whole background. But that's only in connection with Korban Pesach. You didn't bring a Chagiga because you can't bring any voluntary Kabbonis, even though you might need it. So make sure that when you make your registry, don't take 150 people, only take 50 people or whatever. So you should be able to Nechal HaSoifa. So then you don't bring a Zebach on that day. When would you bring your Chagiga? Not Chagiga Siddalit, but you'd bring your Chagiga the next day, Chol HaMoed, on Sunday. So that, in that case, your Korban Pesach would be brought before your Korban Chagiga. However, if it was not Erev Yontef Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos, if Erev Yontef fell out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, throughout the week, then you would normally bring your Zebach first, and then you would have your Pesach at the end. So then you'd have Zvachim, and after that, Pesachim. But in the case of the Matzah Shabbos situation, it would be B'Pesachim, and after that, Zvachim, because your Chagiga for Yontef would be brought the next day on Chol HaMoed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But getting back to our Gemara now, and what is essential for our Gemara is that, just like we said this with you, make a bracha shehakel, your yoitze, the bracha for Bayir Pri Eitz and Bayir Pri Adama. Here too, once you make maybe a better example would be that if you make hamoitzi, then your yoitze, you don't have to make a separate bracha on the fish and on the knedel and on the soup and on the meat and all the rest. One hamoitzi covers the whole suda.
It's mostly everything,
with the exception of wine. Of course, if you made already bracha on the wine because of Kiddush, then you don't have to make a new bracha on the wine. But those people that did not make a bracha on wine, for instance, Shabbos morning, those people have, for instance, made Kiddush on schnapps, and then in the middle of the Suda they want to go and drink wine, they shouldn't think, I made a moitzi. For wine especially, you have to make a separate bracha on the wine. Okay, we got off a little bit on a tangent, but getting back to our Birchas of Pesach and Birchas of Zevach, our Gemara tells us that the Birchas HaPesach is considered to be a broader, more inclusive bracha than Birchas HaZevach, which is somewhat ironic, because the word Zevach is really a generic term talking about Korbanos. Pesach is a specific Korban Pesach. Nevertheless, the Korban Pesach's bracha is broader than the Korban Zevach, and therefore, if you made a bracha on the Korban Pesach first on Pesach night, and then after that you made a bracha on the, you want to, not you made a bracha, you want to now eat from the Zevach, you realize the Korban Pesach is not going to be enough to go and sate you, so therefore you want to eat from the Shlomim of the Yadalid, you're about to make a bracha al HaZevach, and we tell you, no, stop, you already made a bracha on the Pesach, you don't have to go and make a bracha now on the Zevach. However, if you made initially the bracha on the Zevach, and now you're going to eat Korban Pesach at the end of the Suda, and you want to make a new bracha, you have to make a new bracha. Titnan. Beirach Birchas HaPesach, if you already made a Birchas HaPesach, Pata Shul Zevach, then you don't need to make a new bracha on Zevach. Shul Zevach, you made a bracha on the Zevach, Le Pata Shul Pesach, you're going to have to make a new bracha on the Pesach, Divrei Reb Yishmael. The Achroinim in Mesechtes Brachis, Mesechtes Pesachim, talk about this and say, don't you always eat the Korban Pesach, the last thing of the Suda, just like the Afikoyman. Just like after the Afikoyman, you don't eat anything. You don't eat anything after the Korban Pesach. So why would you make initially a bracha on the Korban Pesach and then eat the Zevach after that? Wouldn't it always be the case that he ate his Zevach before the Pesach? So there are a number of different answers. The easy answer is given by the Tzlach, where the Tzlach says, what happens if for some reason you wanted to eat part of the Korban Pesach? Although your final eating has to be the Korban Pesach, that doesn't mean you have to wait until you eat everything else and then start the Korban Pesach. You can eat Korban Pesach at the outside of the Suda, especially if you feel that you have a lot of Korban Pesach and that'll be enough to cover you for the entire Suda. Fine, so you could start off. And then what happens if after you start on the Korban Pesach, you realize, no, I didn't eat the whole day, I was so busy running back and forth, and then I'm so hungry, this is not going to be enough for me, I need more. So now you eat your Zevach, you don't have to make a new bruch on the Zevach because you're already yoitze with the Pirchas HaPesach, and when he's finished with the Zevach, then he'll go back to the Pesach and he'll finish off. So there's no problem in the terms of the order. Although normally you would make your bracha mezevach first and then your bracha mezevach afterwards, you could have easily conjure up a case where you made your bracha mezevach first and then you want to continue eating zevach and then back to the Pesach. Once you made your bracha mezevach, that's it. You don't have to make a no bracha divrei Reb Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer, loizu peterizu, v'loizu peterizu. Each one is an independent bracha, regardless of which bracha you made first. You say the second bracha on when you eat from the second carbon. Okay, so what does this have to do with the shvicha and the zrika? So interestingly enough, the way our Gemara is tying the two together is just like the Gemara said initially, that shvicha is broader than zrika. Why is it broader? Because any time that you had to do a zrika, if you did it b'shvicha, said the Braisa, go back to the Braisa before, minayin l'nitonim b'zrika, those kabbanis which you're required to do a zrika, all kabbanis you're required to do a zrika, shenotim b'shvicha, if instead of doing the zrika you did a shvicha, how do you know that you're yoitza? It's only those zrikais that you have to do b'zrika, if you did it b'shvicha, you're yoitza. But you're not, there is, you don't say the contrary, that when you do a shvicha, instead of that, if you do a zrika, you yaitza. There's no concept of that by the shvicha shirayim, you just do a shvicha. So, by the fact that the Gemara says that instead of doing a zrika, you did a shvicha, you're yaitza, the Gemara considers therefore shvicha to be more inclusive than the zrika. Ah, so just like the shvicha is more inclusive than the zrika, legabe the dam on the mizbeach, same thing is the gabi, the bracha, the birchas ha-pesach. Since the birchas ha-pesach stammt, it comes from shvicha. Really, where does it come from? Shvicha. The Torah doesn't say befedish by the Karim Pesach how you're supposed to do it. The Mara learns from dams v'checha yishafech that this is referring to the Karim Pesach, that there you don't have to do a zrika. By Karim Pesach, you can do a shvicha. We don't paskin like that. We paskin by Pesach, you also do a zrika. How do I know? Because in the Ezel Mekoymish Shuzvachim that you say in the morning, or those that don't say it in the morning, when you get to the Pesach, it says, Shalom Kodshukah, HaBachor V'amas V'Pesach, Kodishim Kalim Shechitosim Chol Mokoyim, V'domon To'u Matona Echos. You got to do one matan. Uvachita keneged yisoy. Make sure that the one matan is keneged yisoy down below. Most of the other components are tomen shtei matanes shehin arba. That's what by the toida, the el nozir, shlomim kachim. All of these have shtei matanes shehin arba. When you come to chol masra pesach, you do only one tomen toin matan echas. Our Gemara, however, is learning that you don't need matan echas in the standard form of a zrika. Even a shvicha is enough when you're coming to the Karban Pesach. Ah, so since Karban Pesach, Shvicha is enough. And Shvicha, Zrika, is Bechlal Shvicha. So similarly, the Bracha of the Birchas HaZevach is Bechlal the Bracha of the Birchas HaPesach.
Should it be the other way around?
I'm sorry?
Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Yeah, I mean, me and you, I agree with you. I think, you know, Zrika is much nicer than Shvicha.
Pesach and Zevach. You said that Pesach part of
Pesach patters the Zevach. Why? Because the Shvicha of the Karban Pesach patters a Zrika, because we're saying Zrika is Bechal Shvicha, so that's why the Birchas Zevach is also Nichlal, is also gepattered from the Birchas HaPesach. So the Bracha of the Pesach, even though when we think of Birchas HaPesach, we're thinking of eating it and bringing it, we're not thinking of the Zrika. But that's how the Gemara is learning, that since the Shvicha of Pesach is broader than Zrika of a regular Karban, so therefore, too, the bracha of Birchas HaPesach is broader than the carbon of the Birchas HaZevach. But that's only according to Rabbi Shmuel. However, according to Rabbi Kiva says, no. Shvicha is no better than Zrika. Zrika is no better than Shvicha. Therefore, loizu peterzu, v'loizu peterzu. Therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, I don't learn the pasuk b'damz v'checha yishofech to tell you that Zrika is b'chlal Shvicha. Since I don't learn that pasuk for that purpose, for the dam zvechech yishofech, the pasuk dam zvechech yishofech remains available for our original drasha that matona acha shekiper your yoitza. Therefore, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Kiva, I have no problem. I don't need the dam zvechech yishofech for that drasha number two, because I have it for the original bracha. Then how does he know zrika b'chlal shvicha? He taka doesn't know. And that Rabbi Kiva says, lo zrika b'chlal shvicha, lo zrika b'chlal zrika. Good. But I still need it for another purpose. that v'dam v'chech yishavak. What do I need it for? Akati l'hochi yudi asam, yiboy yalei v'kidasan, you need it for the next price. Rabbi Shmo lo imer, not the same Rabbi Shmo. It's the same person, but not the, don't start saying kach. Rabbi Shmo lo imer, shenemar, ach b'chor shor, or b'chor kesem, or b'chor eiz. Now how does the pasuk continue on? Ach b'chor shor, this is beiz, or number two in the Torah HaRasholim. Ach b'chor shor, or b'chor kesem, or b'chor eiz. Lo yisivte koydishayim. As domam tizrek al mizbeach, v'es kelbam takter, ish al reich nechoyach lasha. A person has, in any given year, among his flocks of animal, he has, of animals, he has a bechor born to his shvarim, to the oxen, to the cows, or kesev, of course, are sheep, and eiz, of course, are goats. So if you have a bechor born to your flock in a given year, what do you have to do? You have to go and give it to the kohen. The kohen is going to bring it for a karbon, and he has to do the zrikas adam. Domam tizrek al mizbeach, v'schelbam takter. Chelbam takter means the emurim. Then you have the next pasuk. Uvesarim yeloch, the basar of the bechor is going to be yours, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Han HaKohen, that basar of the korban will be yours. Kachazei atnuv v'kshoyik yomim l'chol year, just like the chozev v'shoyik of a regular korban shlomim, you're also going to get one of the matnos kahuna is to get the bechor every year. And of course, lahavdil, you have also bechor adam, the same thing, that you have to go and you don't give the bechor, but you have to go and give the five shkolim, as we know by the pinyon of Ben. So here by Bechor Shor, there's no opinion of Ben, but rather you just go and give the entire Bechor to the Kohen, and he brings it for a carb. Okay, now what the Gemara is focusing now is on the fact that it says in the Pasuk, as domom tizroik, v'es chelbom taktir, uvesaram. All of these three terms are b'loshin rabim. What is the rabim that we are contemplating here? So the Gemara initially assumes that the rabim is inappropriate because we're talking about a bechor. Bechor is singular. So shouldn't it just say, as damoy tizroik, v'es chelboy takter, v'es uvsoroy yeloch? Why does it say in the plural? Now, Barry and all of you are already thinking, but it's not inappropriate to use the plural, because after all, we're not just talking about one bechor.
For generations of animals.
But you don't even need to come on to generations. In the same year, you could have both a bechor shor, and a bechor kesef, and a bechor eiz. So you have three animals, each one of them is a bechor. What do you do with all of them? All three, damam tizrei, chelbam takti. Yeah, that is certainly a way that you can learn. But the Gemara is not learning that way initially. The Gemara is assuming that the terms damam, chelbam, and psarim are all inappropriate because we're talking about the mitzvah of Bechor. It would be enough just to talk about singular, chelboy, damoy, etc. So based on that, says the Gemara, the fact that the Pasuk says damam, it comes to include not only Bechor, but also two other similar kabbalists. Like we just said in the Yisrael Mekoyman, Bechor, Maser, and Pesach. The Maser and Pesach we're going to learn from the plural form of the Domam, Chelbam, and Psar. As you will see. Jok Dimar. L'kidisanya, Rabbi Yishmo, Loim, M'toich, Shanem, it's in the Bosch, Ach, Bechor, Shor, Bechor, Kes, Bechor, Reis. L'man, L'bechor, Shetoin, Matin, Domam, Veimur, L'gam, Mizbech. That says Befeirish. As Domam, Tizroik, Ves, Chelbam, Takir. Befeirish, no question about that. Now the question is, that's Begabi Bechor. Of a masu pesach minai. Tamaloy me vidam zvechecha yishofech. Oh, I have vidam zvechecha yishofech. Vidam zvechecha yishofech comes to tell you, other zvachim also have requirements of the dam. We're not talking about the chaylev at this point. There's another drasha for the chaylev, but Agamor doesn't go into that. Agamor just goes into the dam. And so far, I'm using dam zvechecha yishofech to go and tell you the Zerikoi Saddam or the Shvicha Saddam, which apply to the Maser and the Pesach, I learned from Dam Zvechech Yishofech. Oh, so then I have a Kasha. I thought I'm using the Dam Zvechech Yishofech to tell you the din of the Matan, Matona Achas Kiper. So again, I get into trouble. Everyone, some of the Kerbiyosi Aglili, our mission in the first Brisa that uses the Dam Zvechech Yishofech to teach you the Matona Achas Kiper, he holds that I don't use Dam Zvechech Yishofech to tell you the Gabi Maser and Pesach, but rather I learned it from the Bechor. The son of Yosef Glili Oimer, Domo Loi Nemer Ela Domam, Chelbo Loi Nemer Ela Chelbam, Limer Al Bechor, Maser and Pesach. Bechor, really, that's the Pasuk itself. The Maser and Pesach, because of the extra Rabbim usage rather than the singular usage, Shetom Matan Domam, Neymur Le Gabi Mizbeach, that you have to go and not only have the dam and the chalif by the carbon bechor, but also legabe the carbon maser and pesa. Oh, so once I have this new limud from the damoy, damam, chalboy, chalbam, then based on this, I don't need the dams vachecha yishofech to tell you maser and pesa. I learn it directly from Bechor.
How could we think that a Maser and a Pesach don't need Damam and Amur Megabe Mizbeach? I mean, I don't understand the...
We need a limud for it. They have to learn it from somewhere. There's no possible.
It's a Korban. Every Korban, it's a Zizrika. I mean, it's okay.
I'm with you. I agree with you. But it has to say in the Pesach. If the Pesach didn't say Berachatas, you have to do four on top of the Koranais, then you do a Zizrika Shtayim Shein Arbor, just... Matana Achas. Each time the Pasuk has to tell you, how do you do it? Here, when it comes to the case of the Maser Pesach, the Torah is silent. So the two ways of learning that there, they also require the at least a Shvicha or a Zrika on the Mizbeach. I learned from Dams V'chach Yishofech, but then we're in trouble. But I need the Dams V'chach Yishofech to teach you the Matana Achas. You're right. Forget it. We're not going to learn from that Pasuk. We're going to learn from the extra Domam, Chalbam, etc. that you have by the carbon b'char. I don't need the multiple, so therefore I say that the Lashon Rambam comes to include the Maser and the Pesach. Oh, so the Dams V'chach Yishofech now becomes free to learn that original drasha of the Matana Achas Kippur. Umapik lei lehochi, umapik lei, sorry, go back, v'mun legam mizbeach, period. Rabbi Shmuel, hay krom mapik lei lehochi, umapik lei lehochi. Rabbi Shmuel is now using the same posik twice for two different drashas. Oh, you have no idea before we started the shir how much preparation, how much thought was given into to find an appropriate place for you to sit at the table by Brother Shai. Brother Shai had
the
table.
That's wonderful.
You cleaned off the back table just in case there was
the back table was full of nois sukkah, right. Schach, walls, everything that you can think of, and he single-handedly transferred it all elsewhere so that there should be a place for you to sit to Barash.
Okay. Feel at home.
Yeah, exactly. As you should. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. It says Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Haikra Mapik Le Lehochi, Mapik Le Lehochi. Rabbi Shmuel is learning from the same Dams V'chech Yishofech two separate drushes. What are the two separate drushes? The one that we had earlier on, the Dams V'chech Yishofech, that what? That any time that a carbon requires Zrika, if you did a Beshvicha, you're also Yoitza. How do I know that that was Rabbi Shmuel? Because it's the same Rabbi Shmuel that says, Legabi de Brochois, that the Birchas HaPesach is broader and more inclusive than the Birchas HaZevach, because Shvicha is more inclusive than the Zrika. So that Rabbi Shmuel used it for that drasha. And the same time, Rabbi Shmuel also darshins that a Korban Pesach requires Zrika al Yedei Shvicha. Meaning, if you look in Parshas Boy, when it talks about the entire, in Parshas HaChodesh, talks about that you have to go and say tomim min akvasim izim tikachu, and is a very detailed description of the Korban Pesach, but it doesn't mention anywhere about the Zrikas Hadam. Oh, how do I know that? Says Rabbi Shmuel. In fact, it's not a Zrika, it's a Shvichas Hadam. You got to do a Shvichas. So then he's using the same Pasuk twice. One to go and tell us that Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha, and therefore Birchas HaZevach is Bechlal Birchas HaPesach. And number two, that there is in fact a din of Shvichas HaDam for purposes of Zrika by Karim Pesach in the first place. So how does Rabbi Shmuel, Haikra Mapik Lilahochi, Mapik Lilahochi, can he use the same Pasuk twice? Everyone was right on Ali, Rabbi Shmuel. The two different Talmid of Rabbi Shmuel, one used it to tell us the first din, the other one told us the second din. Bishlam Rabbi Shmuel, the Moikim Lakule Bechor. Remember, Rabbi Shmuel said that the Parsha of Bechor is only talking about Bechor. Heinrich Sivav Sarim Yelach. Then I understand Sarim Yelach means that the Basa goes to you, to the Kahanim. So, the entire, in other words, we're not talking about Rabbi Yisrael Glili, we're now talking about, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he says that the Parsha Bechor is only talking about Bechor. I was admit the Domam and the Chalbam, that's talking about the multiple Bechors. The Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesem, Bechor Eis. So now when it says in the final Pasuk, Pasuk Gimel, or 3 of Torah HaRishon, of Sarim Yelach, he's now addressing the Aharon HaKoyim, and the Torah is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Aharon, the Basar of the Karim Bechor is going to be yours. Keep the Basar, meaning for the Kahanim. El Rabbi Yosef, the Mokelon Nami, the Maiser U'Pesach, Rabbi Yossi that says that the word says domoy and chalboy and all that. It should have said domoy. It should have said chalboy, but it says domam and chalbam. That comes to teach you not only the carbon meiser, but also not only carbon bechor, but also meiser and pesach. That all three of them require the zrikos and the shvichos and the aymerin and all that. So what does he do with the vesoram? Are you telling me that the basar of the carbon meiser and the basar of the carbon pesach also goes to the kahanim? Then how would anybody in Klal Yisrael ever eat from their carbon pesach? The carbon pesach has to be eaten by all Jews, not just the kahanim. So Rabbi Yossi the Muki lay. Rabbi Yossi Aglidi, so we'll lift out the word Aglidi, because otherwise Rabbi Yossi Bechlafti, And Rabbi Yossi the Mukalei Nami b'Maiser Pesach, Maiser Pesach, Balim Ochli Lei. They're not given to the Kahanim, this is eaten by the Balim. So what do you mean by Uvesaram? After my Uvesaram Yeloch, Echotam Liyachot Balim Mom. What happens if the Bechor that you're handing over to the Kohen is or becomes a Balim Mom? What happens with it now? You don't bring it for a carbon. You're also not poide it like your normal carbon that becomes a balmum, that you poide it and after you take the money and you bring a new carbon. No, 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 no. Koyin eats it, bim mumoy, like we said, liman al-bukhar balmum, shenitin le-koyin, shalimatin le-bukhar al-tayrakula. We never find that anywhere else in the Torah that the balmum is consumed by the koyin. Of course, he does not bring it for a carbon. He has to eat it in Yerushalayim and eats it as chulin plus. It's certainly not chulin, but it doesn't have the status of kodesh. We never brought it in the Beis Mikdash, and that's how the koyin goes and eats. So that's what Yivsoram is referring to, two types of bechor, the bechor tam and the bechor bama. Rabbi Shmuel, nafkei, so now does Rabbi Shmuel know that when you have a bechor, a balmum, that you also give it to the koyin? Maybe you keep it for yourself, maybe you poid it. So Kimor, Rabbi Shmuel, nafkei, milecho yeh de seifa. Now what means l'choyia? If you go back to that same pasuk, here they didn't reprint it here on the Amud Beis, but the same pasuk that you have at the end of Torah Ora Sholem on Amud Aleph, there's a very very strong duplication or repetition in the pasuk. What does it say? Uvesaram yeloch, the vosar of the bechoyer, which now includes the balmum, yeloch, kachaze atenufa, kishoyka yomim, just like the chaze vishoyk of a regular shlamim, l'choyia. Why am I repeating l'choyi? I already said it. V'sarim yelach. It would have been enough to say v'sarim yelach. Chasei atnu v'gishay kayamin. Period. What's the extra l'choyi? First yelach is talking about a bechor tam. The second yelach is going to tell you the gabi bechor balmum. That's why it's repeated in the pasuk twice. Okay. So to our bishlam the Rishon Lezion the muki le'nami the ma'isru pesach that the damam includes not only the bechor but also ma'aser pesach. Hain dechsev loy sifte. Koidish Haim. Again, in those series of psukim which are talking about the Bechor, it says, like Sifta. If you look at, this is number one, go back to number one here, or Aleph, Tari Ara Shalim, Ach Bechor Shor, Bechor Kes, Bechor Eiz, Loi Sifta, Koidish Haim. Estamim Tizraik, Eschalbam Taktir, etc. So it says, Loi Sifta, Koidish Haim. What do I learn from that Koidish Haim? Says the Gemara, I learn Haim Kraven. The Ein Tmurason Kraver, that if a person did a Tmura, everybody knows what a Tmura is, you have a behema which is a Kachim, another behema which is Chulim, and you decide to go and switch from the Kachim to the Chulim, and therefore I'm saying Zu Tmura Zu, you're not allowed to do that. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisai, mitunisht, toy bera rabbe toif. However, if you did it, it's 50% successful, and that you were able to extend the Kedusha to the animal which was the Chulin, but you did not take off the Kedusha. That's why the Pasuk says, Vayehu Usmarasa Yiyeh Kodesh. So what happens then to Hu Usmarasa? By most Karbanis, then you bring both the original carbon and you bring the Tmura. Of course, you don't bring the Tmura by a carbon. Chatas, the Simna, that's a Tmura. You also don't do by a carbon Asham. Then it goes Leraya. But what happens by the Gabi, the case of the Maser or the Pesach? Is Dr. Yomara, Mishlam Rabbi Yossi, Agli, the Mukalinam, Master Pesach, Haim, the Sibli Sifta, Kodish, Haim, Haim Craven, the Ain Tmurasin Craven. In other words, without Rabbi Yossi, Agli, at the very least, Bechor is Kodish, Haim, the Ain Tmurasin Craven. Now the question is, the Gabe, the Master, and the Pesach. Then now we learn in the Mishnah. Tmuras Bechor, Umaser. Tmuras Bechor, it says, the Fajr in the Pasuk. We're talking about the Bechor. And it says, Lui Sifta, Kodesh Haim, Haim, the Ein Tmurasin Kraver. So it says Tmuras Bechor, as well as Maser, Now we're adding the maser. Hein uvladen uvlad vladen atzoyf kol ha'oilam, all the generations. Hari hein ki bechor umaser. Tmura has the same status like bechor umaser. However, the yochle b'mumun lebalim, do not bring it for a carbon. Tmurasan ein a kreva. That's the drush. At least if the kodesh hein kreva ein tmurasan kreva. Ah, now the pasuk is only talking about bechor. How do you know maser and pesach? So according to Rabbi Yosi Glida, that says that the rabim lashon of domam and chelbam and now heim includes the maser and the pesach, and then we're fine. So now I had a mishnah by maser also that ein tumurasan kreva. Utanan, I have another mishnah the gabi pesach. Rabbi Yishua shemati shetumuras pesach kreva utumuras pesach ain a kreva. I heard that sometimes tumuras pesach is you bring it for a carbon, and sometimes you don't bring it for a carbon. Mainly the farish, and I'm not sure which one is which. Rashi already is mafarish now, and we're going to have this in the Gemara another few lines, that which one is which. It really depends on whether it's a carbon Pesach lefnei zmanoi, or it's a carbon Pesach li'acher zmanoi. Because a carbon Pesach li'acher zmanoi now automatically becomes a shlamim. What's the din by tumura shlamim? Tumura shlamim is kreva, so that's not a problem. However, what happens if it's a Tumuras Pesach before Pesach comes? What business do you? That's not a shlum, even though it's of course shloim bezmanoi. However, since it's roy for the current Pesach, then we say Tumuras Pesach ain't a kreva. Question is, where do I know this din at Tumuras Pesach ain't a kreva? Zokti Gemara, according to Rabbi Yosi Glili, it's not a problem. Because just like the chelbam and the domam is referring to not only Bechor, but also Maaser and Pesach, so the Kodesh Haim. Heim Kreiv, Meng, the Masan Kreiv is referring not only to the Bechor, but it's also referring to the Masan, the Pesach. But El Rabbi Shmuel, the Mukle, the Kule, the Bechor. Rabbi Shmuel says that the Psukim by Bechor, or this Pasuk of Ach Bechor Shor, Bechor Kes, Bechor Eis, is only referring to the Bechor. It's not referring to anything else. How do I know then, the Gavi, the Masan, the Pesach, that Domam, there's Domam Tizraik? I learned it from Dams Vachech Yishofech, like we said back on the Omer Aleph. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mukale Kule beBechor, he says that this entire pasuk is only talking about Bechorim, and the Rabim Loshin is on the Bechor Kesev, Eis, and Par. So according to him, how does he know this din of the Tmuras Pesach and the Tmuras Maser She'ena Kreva? Maser Pesach Dole Kreva Tmurasan Minolein, how does he know that? So Timur Maser Gomar Evra Evra Mi Bechor. He learns Gzeira Shava. What's the Evra Evra? When it comes to Bechor, it says in the Pasuk, Rashi brings both Psukim. Now that's by Masa. Vavarta kol Peter Rechem. Vavarta. So that's by Peter Rechem. So by Bechor. When it comes to Masa, it says kol Ashe Yavar Tachas Hashavar Vasir Yekoidish. So Yavar. And Havarta Evra Evra. So I learned that just like by Bechor, Eina Tumurasan, Eina Kreva, same thing Legabe, the Maser. Pesach Behedya Ksivdei. Where does it say Behedya? The Mamish not Behedya, but it says in the Pasuk, Kesev. Where does it say Kesev? If you look at the Torah Ar Shalom number 2, or Beis. V'loka hakoyim midam hachatas betzboi, v'nosan al karnes mizbach o'oila, v'z domi yishboich. That's not the Kesev. What is the Kesev? Number 2. Kesev. Kesev midam betzboi. In Kesev Makri, you have that in Beis? You have number 2? Number 4. So why does Gemara bring 2? That's a Kashuv HaMasa. We try to get a refund. But what does it say in the Pasuk? In Kesev HaMakri V'Skabani, thank you. V'Krev Oysoi L'Fnei Hashem. So it says Kesev and Im Kesev. Now it could have said Kesev alone. What do you have to have the Im Kesev? Now that Pasuk really, that you're saying in number 4, is talking about a Korban Oila. And here we're talking about a Korban Pesach. So it's got to be the Gabi, the Korban Pesach. Okay, so Nishkefelech. Whatever it happens to be, it is. Oh, Rashi says, Im Kesev, Bishlam, Kesev. Good, Bishlam. So it could have said, yes, Kesev. And it says, Im Kesev. Im Kesev, Rabbi, Istumuras HaPesach. That what? Achar HaPesach, Shetei Karev Shlomim. After Pesach is over, you bring the Karev Shlomim. Yochel Afnav Nei HaPesach, okay? I would think if you have the Moisir HaPesach, in other words, you take the Pesach before, and you make a Tmura out of the Pesach, before Pesach, that the same thing should be, bring it as a carbon to Karev Shlomim. Tamaloymer, who? We say who? It says Vamartim Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem. Who? Who meaning the only the Karban Pesach and not the Tmuras Karban Pesach. So bottom line is, we now know according to Rabbi Shmuel also the din of Tmura by Meiser and by Pesach, that Einam Nikravim, that Ein Akraver. I don't learn it from the same Pasuk of Haim, like Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, but I learn it from two other Psukim. I learned either Evra Evra Mitagzeri Shava, or from the Im Kesef, to say the Gabi Tmura of Pesach. Fine. We've now resolved Rabbi Yossi HaGalili and Rabbi Shmuel. But now it goes back to the Gemara to our initial question. Remember, we had our initial drasha, which taught us the din of the matana achas is ma'akev and kiper, and then the Gemara brought three other limudim. What were the three other limudim? Number one, that you have to go and do a shvichas shirayim by all kabanos on the aside. Dams v'chech yishafech. All kabbalas, you have to have that shvicha shirayim. That was number one. Number two, we had a drasha to go and tell you that if you didn't do a zrika, you did a shvicha, is also kosher, because shvicha is more inclusive than zrika, and that's why the birchas ha-pesach is more inclusive than the birchas ha-zevach. And the third drasha that we learned is legavi the din of the b'chor maser and pesach, that maser and pesach also have a din of zrika in the form of shvicha. Tams v'chach yishofech, the Gemara said, Laman will come to tell you that Maser and Pesach also have a din of matan dam to the Mizbech in the form of Shvicha. Tams v'chach yishofech. Ah, so how, according to them, how do they know the din of the matona achas? Tuchanach tanoi demavkele lehai de Mizbech yishofech, the drosha achrina. Hai kol yitona Mizbech achit shishinos matona achas shekipar min nolu. Everything was sabi lehu kibes hillel. The Amri of Chatos, Shnitna Matona Achas Kiper, Viofinan Kulu Mechatos. They learn it from Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that even Chatos, Shnitna Matona Achas, remember we had the Mishnah Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said, Ubechatos, the minimum is Shtei Matonois. Beis Hillel says, even Chatos, Matona Achas Kiper. Oh, so wherever Beis Hillel learns from Chatos, all of the Tanoim, those other three Tanoim that use Dam Zuchech Yishofech for other purposes, they will learn that their Kabbanas are just like Chatos, the Matona Achas Kiper. But now you want to know
how does Beis Hillel know that?
Exactly. And that's the next Gemara, Bachatos, Shtei Matonois, that's Beis Shammai, and according to Beis Hillel, it's Matona Achas. Omer, if we know my time with the Beis Shammai, it says in the Pasuk, Karnois, 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 Hari Kan Sheish. Now, where does it say karnis, karnis, karnis? It's you have three, four, and in the, what's in the Chumash? If you look three, four, and five, three is referring to, here we're talking about the chatois which are brought. The first pasuk is talking about the chatos of the so'ir of the nasi. The other two are talking about the kizbo or se'ira. So if you look at three, four, five, three, v'loka chakoyim midoma ve'atzboim and nasan al karnis mizbach oila, it's called doma yishboich al yisoid ha mizbeach. That's pasuk number one. The important thing it says in the Pasuk is Karnois. Notice Karnois is spelled without a Vav. Next, Pasuk 4. Im Kesev u'makrev. Again, we're talking about a Kizbo Seira. Im Kesev u'makrev es Karbonai v'hikrev u'isoi lefnei Hashem. And it says, again, Karnois.
That's in number 5.
Did I skip? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Look, according here in Gemara, it says, three, four, five, and
the Torah
is showing. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, it doesn't matter.
You can't get a refund anyway, don't worry.
So, number five. Again, it says Karnois. Again, with one Vav. And where else does it say? We have here in number two. Karnois is spelled without a Vav. We have over here in three. Karnois is spelled without a Vav. And number five, we have Karnois without a Vav. Three times without a Vav. Now, interestingly enough, and this is very, very rare, our Gemara has a different girsa in the Torah than we have. In the Torah that the Gemara is quoting now, the first two karnoises are without a vav, the third karnois is with a vav. We're going to talk about that momentarily. But in the meantime, Beis Shammai holds what we call yesh em lemikra, meaning that anytime you have a chaser, like a chaser vav, you don't look at it based on the writing, You darshan it based on the reading. Since we don't read in the Torah karnas, we say karnois. And since the first two, or since we have three karnoises all together, read them all as if they have all vavs. So you now have three times karnois, which is plural. Three times two is six. Hari kan sheish, you have six kronois all together. Of course, the Mizbech only has four kronois. But I darshan from the six, arba le mitzvah lichatchila. You're supposed to do the nesina sadam on all four kronos, and the extra two shtam le'akiv to go and tell you that b'diavad the two is also enough, and that's the makor of Beis Shammai in our Mishnah. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, learns karnas karnois, meaning the way it's spelled in the Torah is first time without a vav, second time without a vav, third time it's spelled with a vav. This is not accurate vis-a-vis our Sifrei Torah. Our Sifrei Torah have only karnas. Should have it here.
In all three of them are chaser.
Yeah. But I see that there is a Zion over here. I'm assuming that.
Yeah, it goes to, it's a point of Sanhedrin. That's why I was joking. Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamisora.
No,
it's that first perk of Sanhedrin.
Yeah, okay. It should say it here in the Masoret Shas. Presumably it says the Shinui Neschois, but it says a Zion. I'm not sure where the Zion goes to, but it doesn't make a difference.
It's all happening in Zion.
In Zion, yeah, okay.
It's in the first Rashi. There must be the Sarbet, two thirds down.
Meisafrashi?
Meisafrashi in the side.
Okay. Yeah, we have the
service.
Yeah.
Tamash Kassid, Meisha, Masa, Sefer, Tarn Yisrael. Lekamai, Shu Nikra, Shemisra, Kaswasa, Kaswasa, Kaswasa.
No, what you're saying is perfect, Mamendi. It's Gvaldik. I'm just focusing on that there's a Meseris Ashas over here that says that even though the Gemara says the first Karnois are written Chaser, the third one is written Malay, but that's not our Sifrei Torah. Our Sifrei Torah, all three karnoises all happen to be chaser, all three. And this kash is already asked, not by me, it's already asked by the Rosh, and the Ramban, and the Rajba, Rishonim. And the Rajba writes in Tshuvas that clearly the Masoidah that we have in our Sifrei Torah is different than the Masoidah that the Gemara has. But nevertheless, continue writing our Sifrei Torah according to our Masoidah and ignore what it says in the Gemara. That's what the Rajba writes in Tshuvas. So therefore, if you open up your Sefer Torah, you can try after davening, and then you'll see that all three are written Choser and not written the third one plural. Anyway, for those of you that don't have a Rajba conveniently at hand, I'm going to go and steal the article from our dear friend Shali. Vosh state of door in the scroll. Rashi explains that in two of the three places the word is spelled karnois without a vav, which is suggestive of a singular form, since it's written karnas, etc. The third appearance of karnois is written in the plural form and indicates two horns. Thus we expound that to four instead of six. Then he continues on, Rajba and Ran in Sanhedrin point out that our Torah scrolls have the word karnois spelled, he writes the word defectively, to me that sounds
deficient,
a little bit...
deficiently.
Yeah, whatever. All three times. Rajba stresses that in writing Torah scrolls today we must follow our Masoretic text, even though the Gemara would seem to have had a different version. See Tshuvas Rajba, 232, Ran to Sanhedrin, Bes Yosef, Yeredeya, etc., etc. Anyway, so I'm just pointing that out because some of you are going to look up the Chumash and say, oh, it's just kind of...
Okay. Just listen to our Sholim. They reproduce it faithfully, even though they don't note it correctly with the 3, 4, and 5, but they produce it successfully.
Oh, beautiful. So we shouldn't gas for a refund. We should hold on to the safer after. Okay, so bottom line is we have now only four according to Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel holds Yesh Eim Lemesoidus, not Yesh Eim Lemikra. So it says Karnas is one, Karnas is two, Karnois is another two, Harikahan Arbi, you have four altogether. Shalosh Lemitzvah Lechachil, you only have to do three. Really? Oh, you still have to do four. Don't get nervous, Rabbi Say. Three is Lechachil, the Achas, the Akav. Oh, that's what it says in the Mishnah, Matana Achas is Ma'akev. Therefore, all other Kabbalists, we learned five lines earlier, they all learn from the Chatzis, like Beis Hillel, and therefore, Matana Achas. Oh, so if anybody stops you in the street and says, how do you know that Matana Achas Ma'akev? So your initial impulse is going to be, oh, Dams V'chech Yishofech. Yishofech one Shvicha, that's enough. Yeah, that's very good. What about all those other three Mandiyamrim that use Dams V'chech Yishofech for their various Lemudim back on the Amud Aleph? They learn it from Chatzis. Where does it say Bechatzis? Beis Hillel. Where is Beis Hillel? It says four times. Three lemitzvah, one liakev, all the other kabbalists say liakev from here. Freitimar ve'imakul lemitzvah. Maybe the pasuk is telling you that none are ma'akev, but rather chetchila do all four. If he didn't do any, okay, so sad, too bad, so sad, but they're not ma'akev. Says Timar, there's no such havamin. Kabbara b'chdi le'ashklan. I never found by any carbon that you don't have to do some type of azrika, ashvicha, hazor, amitzoy, epistapenton mitadam. It's impossible.
How are you going to make a pig if you don't do Azrika?
You have a mind for Zrika's Adam, or you have a mind for Shvich. Okay, whatever. The boy is saying, I have a noob shot to Basil. Hani Mikra, Hani Masayas. Basil over here is trying to be like Rav Papa, that Mendy always quotes, I want to go and satisfy the Yesh Im Mikra people and the Yesh Im Masayas people. So therefore, if I'm going to go and do Mikra, which is like Beishamai, Hani Mikra, Litfuye Chodah, how much would have, by Mikra would have, I'll start again. By Mikra would have 6 altogether. By Masayas, I only have 4 altogether. So therefore, since I want to bridge the two, I'm going to go and say that there are 5 altogether. Ahani mikra letfuye chada, meaning that the Masoidus, you only have 4. Karnas, karnois is 4. But because there's a mikra that we read it, karnois, add 1 more. Don't add 2 more, add 1 more and make it into 5. Bahani Masoidus absuri chada. If I was going strictly based on yesh im the mikra, I would have 6. But since I have yesh im Masoidus, I'm going to take away 1 of the 6, and I'm going to be with 5. So therefore, I've now made a compromise, a pshara between the 6 and the 4, 5 altogether. So how do you have now 5 altogether? 4 will be the mitzvah, and 1 will be la'akev. This is how the Gemara concludes it, and that's why, Barry, don't be so upset that the Gemara said before, 3 la'mitzvah and 1 la'akev. No, in fact, you need 4 la'mitzvah based on this bridging of the mikra and the messiahs. Let's go to tefillin. It says the Taitafais, the Taitafais. Harry Khan Arba.
Right.
Now, the
same,
first one.
Same Gemara in Sanhedrin.
Okay, that's Chazara. So the first one is Tadfas without the Vav, and the Taitafais is with the Vav. So how many do I have altogether? We'd have, according to the way Basil learned of Yishayim Le Mesoidus, you'd only have 4. The way, according to Beis Shammai learned, then you have 6. Once again, how many. Taitofis means the number of compartments in our tefillin. How many compartments do we have? Everybody knows Hari Kanarva. They're all 4. So, Frank Demara, why is that? Shouldn't there be 5? Why don't we say, just like we just concluded going to Basil, Kanas, Karnois, we're going to go and make a bridge between 4 and 6, and we're going to make 5. Why don't you say that your tefillin should have 5 compartments? So, Demara, why don't you say, Hani Krova, Hani Mesoidus, to be Chamishabati, Boy Lemebed, you'd have to go make 5. And for the Gemara, Savala Krabi Kiva, this Teretz of the Gemara, Alib de Basil, doesn't learn the number of compartments from Tatvas, Taitafois, but learned like Krabi Kiva, the Omar, Tat Pekasvi Shtayim, Pas Biafriki Shtayim. The word Taitafois is made up of 2 words, Tat and Fas. Tat in the Caspi language means 2. Pass in the African language is 2. 2 plus 2 is 4. That's where the Makar is. Of course, this Gemara is a very difficult Gemara. Why, when the Kaddish Baruch Hu is giving us the mitzvah of tefillin, the Kaddish Baruch Hu decides.
Speaking in Africa, Caspian and African languages.
Exactly. V Kim Distora.
And also, does Beis Shammai use 6 in their tefillin?
That's why the Gemara's Kasha Lachar is on Beis Shammai as well.
Right.
And then Beis Shammai will also learn like a Bekiva, that pass, Katu, Kamita, Tat, and Vas. So the art scroll brings from the Shalor, Kodesh, the Shalor says that we have a misconception over here. And this is very tzuga passed to this week's parsha. In which respect? That really Tat and Fas were Loshen HaKodesh. But what happened was, eventually, in Kaspi and Afriki, they also used those Lashonis. And because at the time of the Dor HaFloga, all the Lashonis in the world got in this Balbalu, so then people, they didn't remember that the origins in Tat and Fas were Lashon HaKodesh from Hebrew. They thought it was initially Kaspi Afriki. So it was just over time it got kind of manipulated and maneuvered because of people's shikha, their forgetfulness. But really, and really, these are 2 Hebrew words from the outset. We call it Kaspi Afriki because that's how it's known in the world colloquially. Elamiyat Basukas Basukas Basukais. Say the same thing over there. Sukkas. Ahani mikra bahani mesoidus. Chamisha dafnas aboyle mebet. Every single sukkah should have to have 5 walls, right. Not 4 walls.
And 6 according to Beis Shammai.
Hey, enechanami. Every mahosim chad kro gule legufe. 1 of the 3, I need the gufe to tell you that you have to build a sukkah. Bechad the schachim, one has to go and tell you that you need schach on top of the sukkah. And that's how the sukkah got the name sukkah, because of the schach. Oh, so how many do I have left now? I only have the 2 walls or the 3 walls out of all of these. Asoy hilchas of igarata lishlishes bokim ta'atefach. In other words, you're right. Initially there should have been 5 because of the compromise between the Masoidus and the Mikra. Of the 5, I take off 1, which I need the gufe. The gufe means to go and tell us the din of sukkah. I need the schacha to tell you the din of put schacha on top of the sukkah. So I'm now left with three. But there's besides the three, there's a halacha l'moshe misinai. The halacha l'moshe misinai comes with garat l'shlishis and says you don't need a full three. It's enough to have two mita bisala. Kimta tefach. Two words and a tefach is sufficient. So therefore we have used Baruch Hashem, the mikra and the mesoidas for both to teach you five. From the five I delete two. And then I get down to two and a bisala. Yeah.